النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام على محل معرفة.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's this interesting conversation that occurs between Mutawakkil Abbasi and one of the court judges that was working for him. So, Mutawakkil Abbasi, of course, was one of the Abbasid caliphs. It could be said that his reign was where the peak of the power and strength of the Abbasid caliphs had begun to plateau before it began to fall. Before Mutawakkil Abbasi, of course, there are other famous Abbasid caliphs such as Mansur, Dawaniqi, and Harun al-Rashid, and Ma'mun al-Abbasi. Harun and Ma'mun, can be said, were these caliphs that were at the peak of the power and strength of the Abbasid Caliphate. But here we reach to Mutawakkil. Now, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a contemporary of the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil. So Mutawakkil and one of his court judges, perhaps we should explain this court judges thing. At the time, the Abbasid Caliphs would appoint judges, and this was so that they would have governmental authority and control over the Islamic laws and the jurisprudential and fiqhi aspects of Islam. So he was speaking with one of his judges, and they were talking with one another about this idea of jurisprudence and scholars and the Islamic code of law and the Sharia and these things. And so Mutawakkil asked him, you know, who he thought was the foremost and preeminent individual when it came to knowledge and wisdom regarding the jurisprudential aspect of Islam and Islamic laws. And amazingly, and this is a testament to the knowledge and wisdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, that even their most bitterest enemies would accept the fact that they were the best. And so this court judge, he said that, you know, I know no one more prominent and more knowledgeable and more wise in the jurisprudential fields of the Islamic laws than Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. And so a very strange testament here by the opponents and the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam themselves, where they are saying that, you know, if we ever have a problem, we refer to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in the most complicated of questions, and we prefer Imam Hadi's fatwas to the fatwas of other jurisprudents. Truly a testament to the unequaled jurisprudential power of Imam Hadi alayhi salam in the words and conversations of his enemies. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.